Good evening from Lakewood, Colorado, as we get set for day number two of the Colorado Christian University Classic as the Dort College Defenders take on Johnson and Wales and the Wildcats tonight. The Dort College Defenders coming off a win over Bethany of Kansas last night. Hard-fought victory, 83-75. Dort College led by double figures most of the last 10 minutes of that contest. Ended up hanging on for the win as Bethany made a late charge at the Dort College Defenders. The opponent tonight, Johnson and Wales, played Colorado Christian, the host school, last night, and ended up on the losing end of an 89-63 decision to the NCAA Division II school. That counts as an exhibition for Johnson and Wales, so they remained 0-9 in the overall. And they are coached by Quentin Grogan. They are averaging 66.3 points per game, giving up 91.1 points per outing. We'll be back with a check on the scouting report for tonight's contest between Dort College and Johnson and Wales right after this. Let's take a look at the matchup between these two teams. Let's begin with Johnson and Wales. They're 0-9 this season. They've played six games against schools based in Kansas, including a 101-67 setback against Bethany. That's the Swedes who Dort College played last night. The Wildcats are averaging 66.3 points per game, allow 91.1 points per outing. Johnson and Wales is getting out-rebounded 44.7 to 31.8. They convert 40% of their field goals. Opponents are making nearly 49% of their shots. The Wildcats have been limited to 27.3% three-point shooting and 59% from the free throw line. Andrew Bond. 0.7 rebounds. He's making 50.6% of his field goals. Michael Mitchell scores 13 points per game. Preston Rayburn is good for 11.7 points per game with 5.3 rebounds. Gage Kroll scores 8.7 points per game. Damon Bates is at 7.6 points per outing. Bryson Sharpley takes down 6.1 rebounds per game and is tops on the team in that category. For the Dort College Defenders, they are 7-3 this year. Dort College has converted 88.3 points per game on offense while allowing a little over 74 points per game. The Defenders convert 50.4% of their field goals. Opponents are making 43.9% of their shots. Dort College also has a 39.6 to 28.9 rebounding advantage, and Dort converts 66.8% of its free throws. Tyler Walterstorff scores 15. We have to adjust those averages. He's scoring 14.5 points per game. Nathan Rindles and Brian Sumner are scoring between 12 and 13 points per contest. Sumner has also made over 50% of its three-point shots. Leighton Sampson has a 10.6 points per game average and is making 56% of his field goals. Alex Terpstra's scoring average is right at 10 per game, and Andrew O'Donnell's scoring average is right at 7. David and Herder is between 6 and 7. Last time out, the Dort College Defenders victorious over Bethany last night by a final score of 83-75. Dort College was led in scoring by Leighton Sampson's 14 points on 7 of 11 shooting from the floor. Taylor Feenstra, David Denherter, and Nathan Rindles all scored 12 points. Alex Terpstra added 11. Brian Sumner had 10 points and 6 rebounds in a game-high 35 minutes played. Dort College was 24 of 57 shooting from the floor, but they made up for that 42.1% shooting with 30 of 35 free throw shooting for 85.7%. Dort College also converted 50% of its shots in the second half. For Johnson and Wales, they were on the losing end of a 89-63 decision with Colorado Christian. They were led in scoring by Michael Mitchell with 17 points. Andrew Bonner added 14. Preston Rayburn scored 12 for Johnson and Wales. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from Colorado Christian University right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll go through the probable starting lineups right now for Johnson and Wales. Number 20 is Lucas Dennerline, a 6'2 senior from Pacific Palisades, averaging 1.8 points per game. Preston Rayburn is a 6'6 senior from Littleton, Colorado, averaging 11.7 points per game. Number 23 is a 6'3 sophomore from Millican, Colorado. That's Michael Mitchell, averaging 13 points per game. Number 31 is Bryson Sharpley, a 6'7 freshman from Westminster, Colorado, averaging 4.8 points per game. Andrew Bonner is a 6'5 sophomore from Flagstaff, Arizona, averaging 16.6 points per game. Let's pause now for our national anthem. and before we get set for the Dort starting lineup. Starting lineup now for the Dort College defenders will be a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny. That's Brian Sumner. Wears number 5, averaging 12.3 points per game. Alex Terpster is a 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 9.8 points per game. Number 15 is Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 12.8 points per game. Number 35 is Tyler Waltersdorf. He's a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 14.5 points per outing. And David Den Herter is a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 6.8 points per contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with the opening tip right after this. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community of Ivor and Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at BoreandSons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH, Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Opening tap set. Brett's on sharply against David Den Herter. Dort College in their home whites. And Johnson and Wales in their road blues. And we will jump it up again. Neither team, neither player made contact with it while it was up in the air on their jump, so they mistimed it, and they'll do it again. Den Herter controls the opening tap. Rindles comes up with it. Here come the Dort College defenders with the basketball. Rindles picks up his dribble, passes right side over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball out front. Sumner left side of goes Waltersdorf, gives it up for Rindles. Rindles tries to feed it down low to David Den Herter. Den Herter has it tipped away by the post, the defender coming around the front to tip it away. That was sharply coming around to front David Den Herter, and the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in, they get it into Waltersdorf, over to Terpster, Rindles. Rindles wraps it around to Den Herter. Den Herter puts it up in traffic, shot no good, but the rebound is tapped out of bounds by Rindles, and the Dort College defenders fail to convert on their opening possession of the basketball game. Johnson and Wales with it, they'll bring it back the other way. Phil McNiff will bring it up. McNiff draws the start. He's a 5'9 sophomore from Parker, Colorado, averaging 1.9 points per game. With a basketball out front, that's Bonner. Bonner feeds it left side to Mitchell. Mitchell, the leading scorer for Johnson and Wales. They pass it down low. Johnson and Wales with the basketball. Bonner, kick out pass. 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Dort College off and running. Rindles into the front court with it on the right wing. Rindles feeds it down low for Den Herter. Den Herter puts it on the deck, saves it back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, layup good. Tyler Waltersdorf with a 2-point bucket. Dort College leads 2-0. 2-0 our score. Into the front court with the basketball is Phil McNiff. McNiff working against Rindles. He passes left side over to Mitchell. Mitchell with it on the left side. He's got Sumner guarding him. Comes back right side with the basketball is Rayburn. Rayburn with it. Dumps it down low. With it is Bonner. Bonner shot in the lane is good. Bonner ties it up at 2-2. 18:37 left to go in the first half. Waltersdorf passes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra drives to the free throw line. Nothing there from the left wing. He goes back over to Rindles. Rindles gives it up. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf underneath. Good. Waltersdorf coming off a night where he was limited to 4 points. He's got 4 points for DeWitt College so far, and the defenders lead it 4-2. 4-2 our score. With it out front, that's McNiff. McNiff, and we've got a foul called on Nathan Rendles out front. Nathan whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Johnson and Wales will inbound the basketball. They'll do it right in front of the DeWitt College bench over to my right. This evening I'm seated on the same spot I was last night, but tonight I'm next to the Johnson and Wales bench, or the visitors' side of the Colorado Christian University layout. Pass goes left side over to Bonner. Bonner with the basketball. He gives it up to McNiff. McNiff to Rayburn. Rayburn, 17-footer, is good. He ties it. Rayburn with a two-point basket, and we're tied at 4-4. 17:51 left to play in this first half. Left side pass goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra, right side, Sumner. Sumner gives it up. Rendles. Rendles with the basketball back over to Walt. Walt, three-pointer off the side of the iron, no good. Rebound controlled by Rayburn. Rayburn to McNiff. McNiff quickly up the floor. With the basketball is Mitchell. Mitchell back to McNiff. Johnson and Wales a little more deliberate on offense. McNiff for the basketball. McNiff passes right side, gives it over to Mitchell. Mitchell on the right wing. Now Bonner. Bonner guarded there by Walterstorff. Picks up his dribble. McNiff. McNiff on the right wing. 13 to shoot for Johnson and Wales. Shot by Rayburn. Rayburn buries the 15-footer from the right wing, and Rayburn makes it a 6-4 lead for Johnson and Wales. Johnson and Wales with the lead. Right, Rendles goes right side over to Sumner. Sumner with it on the right side. He passes to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it down the baseline. Tyler with the basketball feeds it down low for Denherter. Denherter left-handed hook in the lane is good. David Denherter ties it up at 6-6, our third tie already of this contest. 16:47 left to play first half. Not much stoppage in play so far. We've had one foul call, and that's it. Phil McNiff with the basketball out front, guarded by Rendles. Rendles goes right side to Rayburn. Rayburn averaging 11.7 points per game. Pass goes high post sharply. Sharply left side, McNiff. McNiff with the basketball. McNiff well out on the floor, 13 to shoot. Johnson and Wales content to run some clock. McNiff goes right side back over to Rayburn. Rayburn pass down low. Gets the return pass. Baseline jumper is no good, but a foul on the play called on Terpstra as he contested the shot. Foul called on Alex Terpstra. That's number one on him. And free throws on the way for Preston Rayburn. Rayburn, a 67% free throw shooter. He'll shoot a pair with the score tied 6-6. Rayburn coming off a night where he scored 12 points against Colorado Christian. First free throw is up and through. Another free throw on the way for Rayburn. Feenstra is in, Sampson is in, Walterstorff and Denherter check out for DeWitt College. Johnson and Wales will concede the rebound. They have everyone back behind the half-court stripe. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Rendles. DeWitt College trails 7-6. So Rayburn with five early points. Sampson with it on the left elbow. Comes back, left side, Rendles. Rendles to Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson with his first 2 points tonight. DeWitt College retakes the lead at 8-7. McNiff with the basketball to Mitchell. Mitchell goes right side Rayburn. Rayburn guarded there by Terpstra. Comes to McNiff at the top of the key. Right side Rayburn. Rayburn to Bonner. Bonner driving in against Feenstra. And Taylor Feenstra is going to pick up the personal foul as Johnson and Wales put the ball on the deck. And they drove with a left hand. Andrew Bonner will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He's coming off a night where he scored 14 last night, comes into the weekend averaging 16.6 points per game. Feenstra whistled for the personal foul, his first. Two free throws on the way for Bonner. Bonner, a 54% free throw shooter, 34 of 63 this season, misses the first one. He's got another one coming. Terpstra checks out. Checking in is Andrew O'Donnell. Another free throw on the way for Johnson and Wales. Andrew Bonner. Left-handed free throw on the way for Bonner. It's up, and it rolls in. Ties it up, 8-8. 8-8 our score. Rendles into the front court. He goes left side over to Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Now Sumner. Sumner left side, Feenstra. Feenstra, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Gives it up to Sampson. Sampson gives it up to Rendles. Rendles, basket, good. Nathan Rendles with a 10-8 lead, or gives DeWitt College a 10-8 lead. And Coach Ross Dahm, I heard him through my exposed right ear. He asked, why wasn't that a foul? Because Sampson got knocked from behind. Jumper the other way by Brisson Sharpley ties it up at 10-10. Into the lane it goes Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson with 4 points. Stuart College leads 12-10 off the assist by Rendles. With a basketball out front, Johnson and Wales. McNiff. McNiff guarded there by Rendles. Pass comes right side. Rayburn. Rayburn with a basketball to Bonner. Bonner back to McNiff. McNiff goes left side to Mitchell. Mitchell to Rayburn. Rayburn guarded there by Sumner. He'll back it out. 15 to shoot. 14:45 left to play in the half. McNiff with the basketball on the right wing. McNiff will drive, guarded by Rendles. Finger roll, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell outlet over to Rendles. Here comes Stuart College in transition. Sumner steps into a three. Bang, bang, bang. Brian Sumner, the three-point bucket, and Stuart College opens up a 15-10 lead. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KBCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Johnson and Wales, a new platoon in the contest. Lucas Denner line over the basketball, guarded there by O'Donnell. They get it to Rayburn. Rayburn, spin move on the baseline. His shot is good. Preston Rayburn with 7 points, and the Dort College lead is 15-12. Sampson with the basketball. And we've got a foul called on Sampson, and I thought the defensive player was set up in the charge ring, but as it is, the foul called on Sampson. Sampson whistled for the personal foul, and for Leighton, that is number one. Johnson and Wales basketball down to the baseline. That's Kroll. Kroll feeds it back out front. Dennerline. Dennerline drives in. His shot off the glass, no good. Rebound fought for, and the tap-in attempt, no good, but a foul on the play called against Dort College. Dort College whistled for the personal foul. New player into the game for Johnson and Wales. That's Alex Fry, number 14. And he will shoot two free throws. First one rims off, no good. He's got another one coming. Fry has not played up to this point. This is his first game action of the season. 13:48, Dort College leading by three. Second free throw by Fry is up. That one rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Here comes Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball. Tyler, kick out pass, O'Donnell. O'Donnell splits the defense. Back over to Nabla. Nabla, Terp. Terp, three, top of the key, got it. Three-point basket, Alex Terpstra. Dort College leads 18-12. Coming back the other way, Johnson and Wales. Dort College has been whistled for five fouls already in this contest. By the way, that was Leighton Sampson's second, beg your pardon. So he checks out of the ballgame. Den Herter is back in. Johnson and Wales has yet to be called for a personal foul. Rayburn, jump hook in the lane, no good. Fight for the basketball, off the glass, no good. On the putback attempt by Gage Kroll, here comes Dort College. Terpstra into the front court. Alex with the basketball, feeds the cutter. Nabla, Nabla, dumps it down low for Den Herter. Den Herter laying good, he's got four. Dort College leads 20-12. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Johnson and Wales. Dennerline. Dennerline over the basketball. Dennerline guarded there by O'Donnell. Pass comes right side. With the basketball is Damon Jones. Jones back over to Dennerline. Dennerline three, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Dort College off and running. Patrick with the basketball back to Walterstorff. Nobody stops the ball. He drives in. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Tyler Walterstorff with 6 points. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play opportunity. Dort College leads it 22-12, and that is the first foul call against Johnson and Wales here. 7 minutes and 22 seconds into the contest. Walterstorff will shoot a free throw for the three-point play. He's a 70% free throw shooter. Got in the air, got bumped, and was able to finish the shot. Walterstorff's free throw is good. He's got seven. Dort College leads at 23-12. 12:35 and counting. First half of play. Dennerline with it. He's got it back at the top of the key. Shakes left, goes right. Nothing there. Loses the handle on it. Dennerline drives in. Dort College brings the double team. Terpstra tried to reach in. They dump it down low, and spinning into the lane for the lay-in is Damon Jones. Jones makes it 23-14. Dort College throws it ahead and turned it for Den Herter. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College will be Johnson and Wales basketball. Johnson and Wales basketball, 12-12 and counting, first half. Denner lining with the basketball. Goes right side. With it is Kroll. Kroll down to the baseline. His layup is good. Gage Kroll, a 6'6 freshman from Hennessy, Oklahoma, makes it 23-16, Door College by 7. With it on the right side is Rindles. Rindles picks up his dribble. Rindles looking, gets it away, Nabla. Nabla over the basketball at the top of the key. Comes back right side, Rindles. Rindles underneath to Walterstorff. Walterstorff count the hoop, and he is fouled. Tyler Walterstorff got it on the screen, on the block. He cut across the lane. He was open. Credit Den Herter with setting that screen. And Walterstorff will shoot for the three-point play, his second of the ballgame. Den Herter will check in. Feenstra checks out. Sumner is in, along with Terpstra, Walterstorff, and Rindles. So there are your five for Dort College. Walterstorff trying for the three-point play. Tyler's free throw is up. Too strong, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Johnson and Wales. Dort College by 9. 25-16. Dort College leading. Denner line over the basketball. Picks up his dribble. He passes left side to Kroll. Kroll puts it on the floor. Drives into lane. Misses the shot. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Johnson and Wales basketball. Johnson and Wales inbounding the basketball. Johnson and Wales to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Denner line to throw it in. He throws it in over the top, and Johnson and Wales tracks it down in the backcourt. That is Damon Jones. Jones with the basketball gives it to Denner line. Denner line with it. Denner line goes right wing to Kroll. Kroll gives it up to Rayburn. Rayburn bucket good. Preston Rayburn with 7 first half points. Dort College leads 25-18. Coming back the other way, Terpstra. Terpstra catches, fires a three, no good. Feenstra comes down with a rebound. Taylor in the lane. His shot is good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Taylor Feenstra with a three-point play opportunity, trying to extend the Dort College lead to 10. 27-18, our score, Dort College by 9. So Taylor Feenstra with an opportunity at the three-point play. Feenstra coming off a night where he scored 12 last night against Bethany. Shot no good. Dort College struggling just a little bit from the free throw line here tonight. 1 for 3 so far. All three of the fouls against Johnson and Wales have been on three-point play opportunities. With it out front is Gage Kroll. Kroll kicks it right side. Three on the way. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Gives it up immediately to Rindles. Rindles with a head full of steam. Drives in. Shot no good, but he is fouled on the play. And Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Two new players waiting to check in for the defenders. Three new players waiting for Johnson and Wales. Rindles will go to the free throw line to try and extend the Dort College lead. Coming up at halftime, we'll check in with some scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference from earlier today. That includes football, where a Great Plains Athletic Conference member has made it into the semifinal round. Got some women's basketball happening and a little bit of men's basketball happening, all of it non-conference style. Conference play picks up again midweek next week. Rindle's second free throw is good, so Nathan makes them both. He's got 4, and the defender lead is 29-18, 10:40 left to play, first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Wildcat basketball, they pass it down low, reverse layup, and scooping it off of the lane on off the glass was Alex Fry. Dort College back the other way, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, comes back right side, Sumner. Sumner, Feenstra. Feenstra at the top, comes back over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, might have traveled with it. Comes back over to Taylor. Taylor puts it on the floor, and we've got a charging foul called on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for his second personal. So both freshman post players for the defenders have 2 fouls each. We might see a little bit more of David Den Herter here shortly, or Coach Ross Dommel will elect to go with his freshman post playing with 2 fouls and see if they can work their way through it. With the basketball is Isaiah Mendoza Forseth. Forseth passes it left side. They get the return pass on the wing. Dump it down low to Fry. Fry loses it out of bounds, and before he lost it out of bounds, he's called for traveling. We've got a media timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. 29-20, Dort College by 9. 9:45 left to go in this first half. Dort College leads Johnson and Wales. Dort College used a 10-2 run to get up 20-12. They've led by as many as 11 at 23-12 and again at 29-18. With it left side, Sampson. Sampson backdoor cut. Feenstra. Feenstra lay-in good. Nice set play out of the timeout. Taylor Feenstra with 4 points. The assist goes to Sampson. And the North College defenders lead at 31-20. With the basketball out front, this is Isaiah Mendoza Forsyth. Forsyth's pass, taken away by Rendles. Rendles driving in with the right hand, lays it up good. Nathan Rendles with 6 points. North College extends the lead to a game-high 13 points, 33-20. 9:09 left to play. Driving in is Forsyth. Forsyth the floater, left hand, good. His first 2 points of the night. North College leads 33-22. Rendles driving in, right hand, no good. Rebound tipped out, last touched by Johnson and Wales. It'll be North College basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home commercial investment and rental needs. 720-722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. A blocking foul called as Leighton Sampson took a hard move to the hoop. Sampson gets the shot to go. And the blocking foul was whistled for Leighton Sampson. He's got 6 points. Foul called against Damon Jones. And for Damon Jones, that is foul number one. Sampson shooting for the three-point play opportunity, and Leighton's free throw is through. Freshman from Worthington coming off a 14-point outing last night where he had game honors. Dort College leads at 36-32. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders here at 14. Forsyth with the basketball. They pass it down low, and we've got a foul from behind called on Feenstra, and that's number three on Taylor. Decision time here for Coach Ross Dama. That's three on Taylor Feenstra. Tyler Walthersdorf will check into the ballgame. One and one opportunity coming here for Andrew Bonner. Bonner shooting the one and one. Bonner with 3 points thus far tonight. So Johnson and Wales wins the race to get to the free throw line for the 1-1. Free throw missed off the back iron, no good. North College leads at 36-32. O'Donnell driving the other way, nothing there as he's cut off finally. Rendles passes into the corner to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf rocks into the drive, and he passes it down low. Gives it up to Sampson, and Leighton Sampson, the recipient of the assist from Tyler Walthersdorf. Dort College leads at 38-22. Took Dort College a little bit to get going tonight, but the ball movement has been there, and they've been playing pretty unselfish basketball. And Johnson and Wales trails at 38-32. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Nathan into the front court. Rendles passes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell sidesteps a defensive player, puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. And the Dort College defenders will shoot free throws with Andrew O'Donnell shooting a pair. Andrew O'Donnell, the freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 7.2 points per game. He'll shoot a pair here. All six of the fouls called against Johnson and Wales have come on Dort College shot attempts. First free throw on the way is up and good for O'Donnell. O'Donnell with another one on the way, his first point of the day. Den Herter is in, Sampson is out. Terpstra checks in, Nabla checks in. O'Donnell stays on the floor along with Walthersdorf, and Preston Rayburn checks back into the contest. Shooting a free throw will be O'Donnell. O'Donnell trying to make his second in a row, and this one's up and good as well. Andrew O'Donnell with 2 points. Dort College extends the lead to 40-22. They're in a 7-0 run right now. With it is Forsyth out front, guarded by O'Donnell. Pass goes down to the left corner. Nothing there. Back out front it comes to Damon Jones. Jones for the basketball. Jones backs it out to midcourt. 18 seconds to shoot. 7:37 left on the game clock here in the first half. Forsyth, a three, missed it, no good. Rebound on the weak side, and David Den Herter is going to be called for a foul on the rebound. Den Herter whistled for the personal, and for David, that's number one. So free throws on the way for Andrew Bonner. Bonner, a one-and-one opportunity. He is 1-for-3 from the charity stripe today. Left-hander's free throw is up, and that one's off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Nabla. Nabla with the basketball, gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew gives it out front to Tyler Waltersdorf. Into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra, Nabla. Nabla, top of the key, left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell underneath to Den Herder. Den Herder reverses it to Terpstra. Terpstra, bucket good. He's got five. York College leads 42-22. 7:05 left to play in this first half. York College with a 20-point cushion to work with. Forsyth passes right side. They dump it down low. Shot by Rayburn. Rayburn's bucket good. Rayburn with 11, and the North College lead is 42-24. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. North College basketball after the timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC and the community. Dump it on low, Den Herder. Den Herder with the basketball. They bring the double team. He throws it back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf tracks it down near midcourt. 6:35 left to play in the half. Driving in is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf misses the driving lay-in. Here comes Johnson and Wales. Up with the basketball is Damon Jones. Jones to Forsyth. Forsyth with the basketball. 6:24 remaining. Shot off the glass. No good on the attempt by Kroll. Here comes North College. Coming back the other way is Nabla. Nabla with it at the top of the key. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra catches, fires the three. No good. Rebound controlled by Johnson and Wales. Johnson and Wales with the basketball. Wildcats. Forsyth. Forsyth with the ball. Forsyth guarded there by O'Donnell. Man-to-man defense applied by the men in white. Pass goes right side. Damon Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones passes right side. Kroll. Kroll open three. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell feeds the trailer. Nabla. Nabla forces it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Johnson and Wales. Running back the other way with it is Rayburn. Rayburn driving in. Puts it up. Tough shot. And he gets it to rim in. Rayburn with 13 points. Dort College leads 42-26. Underneath it goes Den Herder. Den Herder puts it up, and David is fouled on the play. David with 4 points. North College leading 42-26. 5:29 left to play in this half. New players waiting to check in. Den Herder fouled in the act of shooting. David, a 73% free throw shooter, coming into the contest. So free throws on the way for the 6'9 senior, averaging 6.8 points per contest. Free throw by Den Herder is off the mark, no good. He was 10 for 10 from the charity stripe last night. Left that one just a little bit short. Danny Voss checks into the ballgame. Tyler Waltersdorf will check out. Leighton Sampson waiting at the scorer's bench. If Den Herder can make this free throw. Another free throw on the way for Den Herder. Right-hander is up, and that one's good. So Den Herder makes one of two. He's got five. And the defenders lead 43-26. On the floor for the defenders, Voss, Sumner, Rendles, Sampson, and Terpstra. A freshman, three sophomores, and a junior for the defenders. With the basketball is McNiff. McNiff guarded there by Voss. Pass comes right side, and with the basketball is Mitchell. Mitchell, floater in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Outlets over to Voss. Voss ahead to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball, head full of steam. Kick out pass. Three from the corner by Sumner, no good. Rebound controlled by Rayburn. Rayburn with the basketball. Rayburn with a hot hand for Johnson and Wales so far. He's got half of his team's 26 points. Johnson and Wales basketball. Jones, and Jones is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Rendles. And for Nathan, that is foul number two. One and one opportunity coming here for Damon Jones. This will be the last one and one opportunity for Johnson and Wales. They'll be in the double bonus from here on out. Johnson and Wales has yet to make the front end of a one and one opportunity out of the three that they have shot so far. Free throw is up, and free throw is good. So Jones earns his second free throw. Averaging 7.3 points per contest. He steps up. Another right-handed free throw on the way. This one is up and good as well. So Jones makes them both. And the defenders lead 43-28. Into the front court with the basketball is Rendles. Rendles goes left side over to Voss. Voss out front. Terpstra reversal right side to Rendles. Rendles into the corner. Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing. Comes back over to Voss. Voss, Terpstra, Terpstra, Rendles. Rendles gives it up to Sampson. And a jump ball called, alternating possession on the help defense. That's Damon Jones forcing the tie-up. And the jump ball gives the ball back to Johnson and Wales. Dort College by 15, 43-28. Johnson and Wales basketball, McNiff. McNiff with it at the top of the key. He passes left side to Bonner. Bonner picks up his dribble. He comes right side back over to Sharpley. Sharpley, 15-foot free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Walter Storff will check back in. Into the front court, Terpstra. Terpstra left side. They don't come out to guard him. Three-pointer is good. Terpstra with eight. Dort College leads 46-28. He faked the drive. The defender fell away from him and didn't come out to guard him after it was determined he wouldn't drive, and he buries the three-pointer. Ball's thrown away on the post-entry pass from the top of the key by Bonner. Bonner trying to go high-low, intended for Sharpley, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Johnson and Wales. Terpstra checks onto the ball game. Back into the contest is Walthersdorf. 4 minutes left to go in the first half. Dort College leading 46-28. High post, Sampson. Sampson, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf right side. It goes to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball back over to Sumner. Top of the key, three. Got it. Brian Sumner with a couple of threes today. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ball game, 49-28. That comes with 3:41 remaining in the first half. Dort College hasn't been that. Dort College has been exceptional on offense, but they've converted enough. They've got 49 points already here in the first half. Johnson and Wales basketball, McNiff. McNiff with it on the right wing. McNiff gives it up to Rayburn. Rayburn with the basketball back to McNiff. Bobbled it. Now they pass it down low. And the ball is saved in. And Rendles unable to track it down after the ball was thrown off of Leighton Sampson out of bounds. Brandon Brewersma will check into the contest, and we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
Welcome.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders leading Johnson and Wales 49-28. Two other games have gone final already involving Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball teams for men's play, women's play, a pair as well. One surprise on the women's side of things. Johnson and Wales for the basketball. Damon Jones. Jones drives in. His layup is good. Damon Jones with 4 points. Dort College leads 49-30. Walthersdorf picks up his dribble. Passes over to Danny Voss. Voss goes right side. This is Rendles. Rendles drives in. Off the glass. Good with a spin move. Nathan Rendles with 8 first half points. Dort College leads 51-30. 2:50 remaining first half. Johnson and Wales with the basketball. They go high post with a pass. Driving right hand, Bonner. Bonner caught up in the air, couldn't get the shot off. Rebound taken away by Voss. Voss with the basketball. Danny Voss shovels it over to Sumner. Sumner sets, fires three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bonner. Bonner lets traffic clear. He gives it off to McNiff. McNiff with the basketball. McNiff with it in between the circles. McNiff setting up the offense. He wants a clear out with 23 seconds on the shot clock. Still dribbling is McNiff. 18 seconds now on the shot clock. He dribbles to the free throw line, settles for a jump shot. Rebound controlled by Brewersma. That's not smart basketball. With it is Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. He goes right side over to Sumner. Sumner, spin move in the lane. His shot off the glass is good. Brian Sumner with 8 points. And don't understand that last play. McNiff simply dribbled out the shot clock to about 10 seconds remaining. Then settled for a jumper from the free throw line. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Johnson and Wales. Ball is loose, and now Danny Voss is called for a personal foul. Danny Voss whistled for the personal, and for Danny, that's foul number one. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Johnson and Wales. Dort College leads at 53-30. Bryson Sharpley, a 44% free throw shooter, will shoot two as Johnson and Wales is in the double bonus. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good for Sharpley, averaging 4.8 points per game. He's got three today. Andrew O'Donnell into the ballgame. Nablai in, Sumner, Terpstra, and Brewersma also on the floor for the defenders. Second free throw by Sharpley is up and through, so the 44% free throw shooter makes them both that time, and the defenders lead 53-32, 1:44 in counting. With a basketball out front, this is Sumner. Sumner gives it up to Terpstra. Terpstra back to Sumner. Sumner drives baseline, layup right hand, good. Brian Sumner with 10 first half points. Stuart College leads 55-32. Coming back the other way, Johnson and Wales. With the basketball, Rayburn. Rayburn kick out pass to Jones. Jones drives the lane. Shot is good as he drives the lane from the left-hand side, gets into the heart of the lane, and puts up the short shot. Dort College leads 55-34. 1:11 left to play in this first half. Goes into the right corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it up Sumner. Sumner to Nabla. Nabla gives it up to Brewersma. Brewersma with the basketball. Brewersma, hook shot in the lane, no good. Too strong. Rebound taken away by Johnson and Wales. Coming up with it is Dennerline. Dennerline with the basketball. Goes to Jones. Jones back to Dennerline. Dennerline down to the baseline. Rayburn. Rayburn. Free throw line jumper fading away. Good. Rayburn with the two-point bucket. He makes it 55-36. Dort College by 19. Dort College with it. Left side Terpstra. Terpstra underneath to Brewersma. Brewersma with the basketball. Puts it up off the glass. Good. Brandon Brewersma with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 57-36. He hit that shot from the left-hand side with the right hand. And with 20 seconds remaining in the half, Johnson and Wales will back it out and potentially hold for the final shot. Andrew O'Donnell trying to force a 5-second call. Dennerline gets around him. Now Dennerline will be guarded by Terpstra. Set play for Johnson and Wales, trailing by 21, 6 seconds remaining. They give it to Jones. Jones gets it in the lane. His shot off the heel, no good. Putback attempt is up and good. He got the putback attempt, and the Dort College defenders lead at 57-38 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with more from Colorado Christian University right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. Leading 57-38 at halftime. We were tied at 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10. Dort College went on a 5-0 run from 10-10 to up 15-10, and it was never tied again after that. Dort College took its first double-digit lead at 29-18, led by as many as, led by 21 at 49-28, and were up at one point 55-32. Johnson and Wales trimmed into the lead, and we stand at 57-38 at halftime. Unofficially, Brian Sumner leading Dort College's effort with 10 points. Johnson and Wales topped by Preston Rayburn unofficially with 15 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here's how the statistics shake out in this one. Dort College, 23 of 33 shooting for nearly 70% in the first half. 4 for 9 on threes, 44.4%. 7 of 10 on free throws for 70%. Dort College owns an 18-15 rebounding advantage. 7 total turnovers, 4 by the defenders, 3 by Johnson and Wales. Johnson and Wales, 16 of 33 shooting for 48.5%. 0 for 4 on threes, 6 for 12 on free throws. Now, they have Brian Sumner with 8 points. I have him with 10. Somewhere along the line, I think they reversed he and Nathan Rendles for a bucket. Alex Terpstra also has 8 points. Tyler Woltersdorf with 9 points. 9 points for Leighton Sampson off of the bench. He's 4 for 4 from the floor and 1 for 1 on free throws. David Denherger with 5 points. Andrew O'Donnell with 2. Brandon Brewersma with 2. Taylor Feenstra with 4. Dort College with 57 total points. For Johnson and Wales, 15 for Preston Rayburn, 7 of 8 from the floor. Damon Jones, 4 for 6 for 10 points. Combine those two, 11 of 14. Everyone else on the team, 5 for 19. 4 points for Bryson Sharpley, 3 for Andrew Bonner, 2 each for Isaiah Mendoza Forsyth and Gage Kroll, and 2 for Alex Fry. The Dort College defenders, Nathan Rendles has 4 rebounds. Patrick Nabli and Andrew O'Donnell have 3 rebounds each, 2 for Taylor Feenstra. Johnson and Wales is topped by Preston Rayburns, 5 rebounds, 2 for Andrew Bonner, 3 for Gage Kroll, 2 for Damon Jones, and 1 each for Alex Fry and Lucas Dennerline. Preston Rayburn has 3 assists for Johnson and Wales. Dort College's Nathan Rendles has 4 assists. Tyler Woltersdorf credited with 2 along with Patrick Nabli and Leighton Sampson. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Basketball from earlier today. Men's play. Doan defeats McPherson 67-50. Midland over Mount Mercy 76-65. Women's play. Friends over Doan 74-60. Hastings over Sterling 88-74. And Dakota Wesleyan upsets NCAA Division II member Southwest Minnesota State 69-51. Nebraska Wesleyan's at Wartburg in women's play. That's still being played. Tabor is at Hastings in men's play, and Simpson College is at Nebraska Wesleyan in men's basketball. Earlier today, it was Morningside getting a win over Missouri Valley, 56-28. They advance on to the NAIA semifinals, which will be played next Saturday, and I believe they get another home game in the semifinal round. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with second half play from Lakewood, Colorado, right after this. Brian Sumner buries a three-pointer as we open up the second half of play. Dort College leads at 60-38. Johnson and Wales basketball. Pass comes out front with the ball. That's Bryson Sharpley. Sharpley with it on the right elbow. Comes back over to Dennerline. Dennerline into the lane. Lost it. It's down on the floor. Picked back up by Dennerline. Dennerline over the ball. Dennerline picks up his dribble. 10 seconds remaining. Pass comes right side. This is Rayburn. And loses it out of bounds. Beg your pardon, not Rayburn. That was Bonner. Bonner, the leading scorer for this team, coming off a 14-point outing last night. He's got three so far today. Michael Mitchell is averaging 13 points per game, has been held scoreless. With the right side, he's coming off a 17-point night last night. Sumner with it, reverses it back to Walterstorff. Walterstorff off of the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Johnson and Wales. Wildcats coming away with it. Pass ahead to Rayburn. Rayburn driving in off the glass. No good. Fight for the basketball, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff whistled for his first personal foul. So the foul called on Walterstorff, and I believe that's number one on him. Foul came on the rebound. So Johnson and Wales will inbound the basketball. Johnson and Wales to throw it in. Dennerline throws it in to Damon Jones. Jones with the basketball. Three on the way by Mitchell. No good. Rebound taken down by Johnson and Wales. Brisson Sharpley, and Sharpley is fouled on the way back to the hoop. And that foul is going to go on and Tyler Walterstorff as well. Foul number two on Walterstorff. 60-38, Dort College in front. Free throws on the way for Sharpley. Sharpley 2-for-2 from the charity stripe so far tonight. 4 points. 4.8 points per game average. First free throw is up and good. Sharpley with another free throw on the way. Came in 7 of 16 from the free throw line this season. He's 3 for 3 tonight. This free throw is up, and that one's off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Dort College leads 60-39. Into the right corner, Sumner. Sumner drives in, draws some contact. No call made. Here's Rindles in the lane. Nathan with the basketball. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner back to Rindles. Rindles right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff feeds it underneath, then Herger. Then Herger back outside Rindles. Rindles drives in. Right-handed layup hangs on the rim and won't fall through. Rebound taken away by Johnson and Wales. Johnson and Wales. Pass deflected by Walterstorff. Stolen away by Sumner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Walterstorff into the front court. They try to stop the ball. Walterstorff down to the block. His shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback is David Den Herger. Den Herger with 7 points. Dort College leads 62-39. Johnson and Wales basketball. Dennerline. Dennerline in between the circles out front. Dennerline passes left side. Gives it over to Michael Mitchell. Mitchell backing his way in. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Walterstorff. Walterstorff over to Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Nathan with the basketball. Drives in. A lot of contact. No call made. Dort College with the basketball. This is Sumner. Sumner back over to Rindles. Rindles, three ball on the way. No good. Rebound controlled by Johnson and Wales. Johnson and Wales coming back the other way. Stolen by Sumner. Here comes Dort College. Sumner into the front court. Brian Sumner with the basketball. Stops on the block. Feeds Terpstra. Terpstra puts it up. No call made. Wow. Coming back the other way. Dennerline. Dennerline to Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball. Mitchell gives it up to Jones. Jones with the ball. Jones to Dennerline. Dennerline in between the circles out front. Comes back left side. This is Jones. Jones at the top of the key. Back to Dennerline. Dennerline with it. Loses the handle on it. Picks it back up. Dennerline passes back over to Mitchell. Mitchell will drive the lane. Loses it. Rindles takes it away. Rindles ahead to Terpstra. Terpstra driving in. Terpstra with a soft dunk. Alex Terpstra with 10 points. Dort College leads 64-39. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Johnson and Wales. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
If you are...
Dort College has outscored Johnson and Wales 7-1 to start this second half. Dort College leads 64-39. Dort College up by 25. And Johnson and Wales will inbound the basketball length of the floor in front of them. They've got two timeouts remaining. They've used four. Also have the benefit of two media timeouts coming their way. Lucas Dennerline into the front court. Dennerline setting the offense. Dennerline with it on the wing. Dennerline gives it up to Rayburn. Rayburn shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Danny Voss. Voss with the basketball. Danny Voss comes away with a loose basketball after it was blocked. Andrew O'Donnell out front. Right side it goes Nabla. Nabla with the basketball back to Danny. Danny with it, and Danny's... Well, Dort College wants a timeout as Andrew O'Donnell lost his shoe. 30-second timeout charged to the defenders. Andrew O'Donnell ran out of his shoe, and Dort College calls a timeout so that they can run their offense with everyone fully attired. O'Donnell runs down to the Johnson and Wales end of the floor, picks up his shoe, and will put it on during the 30-second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Patrick Nabla to throw the ball in. Nabla passes it into Voss. Voss with the basketball. Gets a stagger screen out front. Voss all the way down to the baseline. Reversal. Feenstra. Feenstra steps into a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Nabla. Here comes Dort College again. O'Donnell back over to Voss. Danny Voss with it on the right wing. Danny picks up his dribble. Passes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell the runner from 10. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 66-39. 66-39 our score. O'Donnell with 4 points. Dennerline out front, guarded there by Danny Voss. Dennerline looking down low, nearly throws it away. Tracking it down was Preston Rayburn. Shot in the lane, no good. A rebound taken away on the weak side by Nabla. Nabla gives it up to Voss. Voss ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra drives into the lane, lost it. It's down on the floor, picked up by Johnson and Wales. Stolen back by Voss. Voss back over to Nabla. Nabla to O'Donnell. O'Donnell ball fake. O'Donnell hesitation move, shot no good. Rebound fought for and jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Johnson and Wales basketball. Michael Mitchell thought he had it and was headed back the other way, and Leighton Sampson got one of those paws on it, and he wouldn't let go. Jump ball, alternating possession. Johnson and Wales basketball, 15-14 remaining in the contest. Dort College 66, Johnson and Wales 39. Johnson and Wales with the basketball, bringing it up. Is McNiff. McNiff dribbling in between the circles. McNiff passes over to Jones, one of the two players in double figures for Johnson and Wales. McNiff passes back out front, Rayburn. Rayburn three-pointer is good. Rayburn with 18 points. Dort College leads 66-42. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Danny Voss. He passes right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up Sampson. Sampson basket good. The assist to Voss, the bucket to Sampson. Dort College leads 68-42. Johnson and Wales with the basketball. They want to run a set play. Johnson and Wales, they give it up to Rayburn. Rayburn, nothing there. Back to Mitchell. Mitchell, three, got it. Michael Mitchell with his first points of the night. Dort College leads 68-45. Into the front court with the basketball. Right side they go, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it. O'Donnell gives it up. Left side, Feenstra. Feenstra on the wing. They dump it down low, intended for Sampson, and the ball is tipped, controlled by Johnson and Wales. Johnson and Wales, McNiff promptly throws it away. 14:05 remaining in this ball game. Dort College leads 68-45, and I believe we have an officials timeout coming our way. Media timeout with 14:05 left. You're listening to KDCR. Well, beg your pardon. Must not get one in the second half. Johnson and Wales on defense. Dort College, Rendles. Rendles goes right side, Sumner. Dort College leading by 23. Comes over to Rendles. Rendles with it on the left wing. Rendles looking down low for Den Herder. Comes out front instead to Walterstorff. Walterstorff back outside Sumner. Sumner hesitates, gives it to Rendles. Rendles to Terpstra. Terpstra left side Sumner. Sumner gives it up Den Herder. Den Herder on the block. Den Herder spins, puts it up, and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Johnson and Wales and Alex Fry. Den Herder will go to the free throw line where he's got one made attempt so far out of two tries. He's got 7 points already this evening. And Den Herder will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Fry picks up his fourth personal in the process. 13:40 left to go in the game. Free throw on the way for Den Herder is up on the way, and that one is good. Den Herder, another free throw coming. Fry will check out of the contest. Andrew Bonner checks back in. Another free throw on the way for David Den Herder. This one is up, and that one's good as well. So David Den Herder with 9 points, and the defenders lead it 70-45. Johnson and Wales, McNiff will check out of the contest. Johnson and Wales will inbound the basketball, and they bring it up with Damon Jones. Jones with 10 first half points. He'll run the point right now. Jones with the basketball, looking for a ball screen from Rayburn. Doesn't get much of one. Rayburn pops out, gets the ball in between the circles. Pass goes over to Mitchell. Mitchell with it back over to Rayburn. Rayburn guarded there by Walterstorff. Comes back left side. Jones, kick out pass. Mitchell. Mitchell, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Den Herder. Here comes Dort College and Rendles. Rendles into the corner. It goes to Sumner. Besum drives in. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defender. Sumner hot potatoes it back over to Terpstra. Terpstra hesitates. Off the glass. Good. Alex Terpstra with 12 points. Dort College leads 72-45. 12:55 left to play in this ball game. Dort College leads 72-45. Johnson and Wales with it. This is Damon Jones. Jones at the center jump circle. Jones has his dribble. Passes right side back over to Mitchell. Mitchell back to Jones. Jones wants a clear out on the right side. Bonner sets a pick for him. They pass it back over to Bonner. Bonner peeled off of the pick and gets open. He's got 5 points. Dort College leads 72-47. Rendles into the corner. Sumner. Sumner, rhythm three, no good. Rebound taken down by Terpstra off the deflection. Terpstra back over to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles underneath Walterstorff. Walterstorff curls into the lane. Good. Walterstorff with 11. Dort College leads 74-47. 12:12 left to play in the game. Out front with the basketball is Damon Jones. Jones guarded there by Sumner. Sumner on defense, man-for-man defense applied by the defenders. Comes back over to Rayburn. Rayburn with it at the top of the key. He dribbles left hand. Gets the return pass now. Calls for a set play. Passes over to Forsyth. Forsyth back over to Rayburn. Rayburn, they try to pass it down low. And the foul is called on Brian Sumner on the post defense. Foul number one called on Sumner. Den Herder checks out. Brewersma checks in. Sumner checks out. Nabla checks in. 11:45 left to go in this contest. Johnson and Wales inbounding the basketball, trailing 74-47. Pass out front to Mitchell. Mitchell will hand it back over to Jones. Damon Jones with the basketball. Jones, 10 first half points, has been scoreless since, hits the 17-footer, no. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming away with it is Rindles. Rindles on the right wing. Rindles passes out front. Nabla. Nabla gives it up. Terpstra on the left side. Versal, right side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf looking, gives it back to Rindles. Rindles, short jumper from 10, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Johnson and Wales basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. Johnson and Wales, three-pointer on the way by Ryan Girton is good. It's 74-50, and a foul called on the ensuing. A foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Brandon Brewersma. And they've just called a foul on Brandon Brewersma. Brewersma gets called for an intentional foul. And two free throws on the way for Andrew Bonner. Bonner will shoot two. Free throw by Bonner is up and good. A strangely called first, a second half of basketball. And Brewersma just got called for the foul, and Bonner makes one of two. He's got six. And now Johnson and Wales will inbound the basketball again, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Johnson and Wales has managed to play these first 9 minutes or so with just one foul on their side of the ledger. Dort College has been charged with four. Johnson and Wales, the inbound of the basketball. The layup is good for Andrew Bonner. Bonner with eight. Dort College leads 74-53. Ends up being a six-point possession in effect. Pass goes left side over to Nabla. Nabla gives it up Sampson. And a foul called on a screen against the Dort College defenders and Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for foul number four. Johnson and Wales inbounding the basketball. Strange happenings. I'm going to leave it at that right now. 74-53, Dort College with a 21-point cushion. So fortunately, it doesn't appear that some of these things will have much of an effect on the outcome. With it is Mitchell. Mitchell back over to Rayburn. Rayburn with the basketball. Rayburn goes right side. Girton. Girton gives it up to Jones. Jones, short jumper in the lane. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Johnson and Wales. It'll be Dort College basketball. Are you kidding me? If they reverse this, this will be terrible. Oh, my goodness. They're going to give the ball to Johnson and Wales after it was clearly deflected out of bounds by a Johnson and Wales player. Baseline jumper is up and good. Rayburn with 20. 74-55. Dort College by 19. 10-12 remaining in this contest. Left side pass goes over to Nabla. Nabla gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Girton. Girton whistled for the personal foul. Sumner checks back into the game. Dort College by 19, 74-55. Terpstra checks out. Sumner is in. Andrew O'Donnell inbounding the basketball. He gets it into Sumner. Sumner out front, Feenstra. Feenstra right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, Sumner. Sumner gives it up, Nabla. Nabla, Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Sampson's pass is deflected out, picked up by Johnson and Wales. Coming up with it is Jones. Jones, layup, no good. But a foul on the play called on the defenders. Not sure who that's going to go on. It's going to be either Sumner or Nabla. Foul called on Nabla is his first. And Johnson and Wales, Damon Jones will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 9:48 left to play in this ball game. Johnson and Wales has cut what was a 27-point Dort College lead at 74-47 down to 74-55 with 8 unanswered. And that one's up and through for Jones. Jones with 11. He's got another one coming. Can make it a 10-0 run here for Johnson and Wales. Trying to cut it down to a 17-point ball game. Now what? Now we get the media timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A free throw coming when we're back right after this.
I really like the...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelen Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 and by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Dort College leads 74-56. Free throw on the way is up, and that one's off the rim and down. Damon Jones with 12 points, and the Dort College lead is 74-57. Here come the defenders with the basketball. Rindles over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff left side it goes to Nabla. Nabla, Sumner, Sumner, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball back out front to Walterstorff. Sumner with it on the left wing. Dort College leading 74-57. Out front, Sumner, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Johnson and Wales. It'll be Dort College basketball. 9:28 left to go in the game. Rindles will inbound the basketball for the defenders. Gets it into Walterstorff. Walterstorff reverses to Nabla. Nabla back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it back to Nabla. Patrick drives in with the left hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound deflected and picked up by Johnson and Wales. Coming up with it are the Wildcats. Wildcats with the basketball. Dort College leading 74-57. Dort College has hit a drought here. They've gone scoreless since it was 74-47. Johnson and Wales basketball out front. This is Preston Rayburn. Rayburn with 20 points. They pass it over to Xavier Tucker. Tucker in the ballgame for the first time. Comes back over to Rayburn. Rayburn on the right side. Comes back to Jones. Jones three to shoot. Down to the baseline. Shot is off the glass. No good. Fight for the basketball. It's loose. Picked up by Rayburn. Rayburn drives in. His shot no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Coming away with it is Rindles. Rindles hesitates, puts it up with the left hand, no good, but he's fouled on the play, and the foul's going to go on Mitchell, his first. Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 8:31 left to go in this ballgame. Dort College leading 74-57. It's foul number three called on Johnson and Wales, so Dort College not near the bonus yet, but this is a shooting foul, so two free throws on the way for Rindles. First free throw is up and good for Rindles. Rindles with nine. He's got another one coming. 75-57. That ends the 10-0 run by Johnson and Wales. Another free throw on the way for Rindles. Rindles' free throw is up, and that one's in and out. No good. So Rindles makes one of two. Dort College leads 75-57, an 18-point advantage for Dort College. 8:25 and counting. That was foul number two, by the way, on Michael Mitchell. Out front with it is Jones. Damon Jones passes right side over to Mitchell. Mitchell comes back out front to Kroll. Kroll to Jones. Jones, jumper is good. A three-point basket by Damon Jones. He's got 15, and the Dort College lead is 75-60. Rindles into the front court with the basketball. He passes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff left side to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball back to Rindles. Rindles spins into the lane, puts it up with the right hand. Good. Nathan Rindles with a two-point bucket. He's got 11. Dort College leads 77-60. Johnson and Wales basketball coming back as Jones straight up the floor. Jones with the basketball, 7:42 remaining in this ballgame. Right side pass is Kroll. Kroll to Xavier Tucker. Tucker with the basketball, Jones. Jones, they feed it down to Rayburn. Rayburn, reverse layup, no good, but there for the putback is Tucker. Tucker with a putback. Dort College leads 77-62. Rindles underneath Sampson. Sampson with a dunk. Sampson with a turnaround off of the block dunk as he spun from the right block and put it away with the right hand. Dort College leads 79-62. 79-62. Leighton Sampson now with 13 points. He's had a good trip to Colorado. Left side pass, Jones. Jones with the basketball. They go back over to Rayburn. Rayburn to Michael Mitchell. Mitchell, 17-footer, no good. Rebound tipped and taken away by Tucker. Tucker with the basketball. Tucker back to Jones. Jones left side, Rayburn. Rayburn to Tucker. Tucker puts it up in traffic. Good. Tucker with 4 points off of the bench. Dort College leads 79-64, 6:35 and counting ballgame. Sumner with it on the right wing. Sumner looking for Terpstra. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner reverses over to Rendles. Rendles down to the baseline. Feeds it to Sampson. Off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound. Back shot is good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. He's got 15. Dort College leads 81-64. Let's see if they can get a stop or two put together. Johnson and Wales with the basketball. Out front with it is Damon Jones. Jones with it in between the circles. Jones driving with the right hand. Nothing there. Pulls it out to the right wing. He'll put up a three, and he hit it. Jones with the three-point bucket. He's got 18, and the Dort College lead is 81-67. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads 81-67, and the defenders with a 14-point advantage. Inbounding will be Taylor Feenstra with 5:59 left to go in the contest. Johnson and Wales will back up and meet the ball handler at midcourt. Nathan Rendles will walk it up. So the three-pointer by Jones moments ago, cutting the 17-point lead down to 14. Right side pass, Rendles. Rendles out front, Sumner. Sumner ball fake, puts it on the deck. Nothing there, back to Rendles. Rendles puts it up in traffic, and he is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Nathan Rendles with 11 unofficially. Johnson and Wales. Committing the foul is Michael Mitchell, and that's his third. No one for Johnson and Wales in foul trouble other than Alex Fry with four. Free throw on the way for Rendles is up and good. Another one on the way for Nathan Rendles. Rendles with 12 unofficially. 5:43 remaining. Dort College leads 82-67. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. So Rendles makes them both, and the defenders lead 83-67. Rendles with 13 unofficially. 5:35 left to play in this ballgame. Out front with it is Jones. Jones driving to the free throw line, gives it up to Mitchell. Mitchell puts it up. His shot no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Coming away with it is Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles, reversal, Sumner, be there. Three, no. Rebound taken away by Johnson and Wales. 5:15 and counting. Dort College got an open look by Sumner, and that's as good as you can get. An open look, he's going to knock it down about 50% of the time. Ball tapped and taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra driving in, lays it up with the right hand, missed it, no good there for the follow shot, though, is Sumner. Brian Sumner, Johnny on the spot, he's got 15 unofficially. Dort College leads 85-67. 4:50 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College up by 18, trying to answer the Johnson and Wales rally with a run of their own. Pass comes out front to Bonner. Bonner off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Den Herter outlet pass over to Rendles. Here comes Dort College. Nathan with a full head of steam drives in with the right hand, left side good. Nathan Rendles with a two-point bucket. He's got 15, and the defenders lead 87-67. Timeout on the floor, charge to Johnson and Wales. Dort College comes out of the timeout. They score six unanswered. Johnson and Wales will burn their final timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Seven left to go in this contest. Dort College in front, 87-67. Dort College led unofficially by Brian Sumner, Nathan Rendles, and Leighton Sampson with 15 points apiece. For Johnson and Wales, Preston Rayburn has 20 points to top them. Damon Jones has 18. Jones averaging 7.3 points per contest. He has been the pleasant surprise for Johnson and Wales tonight. Ball's deflected out. It's still loose, and it's last touch by Sumner. Saves it in, though. Coming up with it, and the lay-in is up and good for Rayburn. Rayburn with a busted play layup. Dort College leads 87-69. Brian Sumner, three in and out, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Rendles. Rendles has it stripped on the way up, and he's fouled on the play. Our score, Foul called on the play against Johnson and Wales and Preston Rayburn, his first. Wendort College hustled that time, but Sumner saved it in, and it was going the wrong way when he saved it in. It was towards the Johnson and Wales basket. And Preston Rayburn was able to pick it up and drive to the hoop, and he's got nearly double his scoring average of 11.7 points per game. He's got 22. Free throw by Rendles. He makes one of two, and the defender lead is 88-69. Rendles with 16 points. Rendles tonight, 6 of 8, shooting from the free throw line. Shot on the way is up and no good, but a three-point free throw opportunity coming for Rayburn as he fell to the ground. They're going to charge Alex Terpstra with a personal foul, his second. And so three free throws coming here for Rayburn. Rayburn is 1 for 2 from the charity stripe today. He's got 22 points already. 3:51 left to go in regulation. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Well, Nathan Rendles has just been called for a technical foul call. Rayburn makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. Another free throw on the way for Rayburn. Rayburn with 23. And this one's up and good. So Rayburn makes 2 of 3. He's got another one coming now on the technical foul. So two more free throws coming, and Rayburn will shoot two more. 88-71, our score, Dort College by 17. Free throw is up by Rayburn. It's good. 25 for Rayburn. Andrew O'Donnell will check in. Rendles will check out. And Rayburn will shoot another free throw. Free throw is up, and Rayburn makes that one. So Rayburn on that trip to the charity stripe goes 4 for 5 all total. And the defenders lead 88-73. Been doing this a while, and I have found out that I'm best off not saying some things, so we'll leave it at that. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball on the right wing. O'Donnell passes it over to Sumner. Sumner to Terpstra. Terpstra on the left wing, 3:40 and counting. Right side, Sumner. Sumner to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra gives it up. Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the right side. Back to Sumner. Sumner at the free throw line. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra misses the three, no good. Rebound taken down by Den Herter, and Den Herter is fouled on the play, and the foul is going to go on Andrew Bonner. Bonner whistled for his first personal. Dort College will go to the free throw line in the form of David Den Herter shooting two free throws. Waltersdorf and Sampson will check in. So Den Herter will shoot two with his team up 88-73. Free throw by Den Herter is up and through. Another one on the way for Den Herter. Den Herter following up his 10-for-10 shooting night from the free throw line last night with a 4-for-5 night so far. Second free throw on the way for Den Herter. This one is up and good. So Den Herter makes them both. He's got 11 unofficially, and the defenders lead 90-73. Johnson and Wales will bring the basketball up. Taking it across the timeline is Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones with it, left side to Bonner. Bonner puts it up. And the three-point play opportunity for Andrew Bonner as they whistle foul on Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf whistled for his third. So a three-point play opportunity for Bonner shooting the free throw. Bonner's free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Dort College leads 90-75. Rendles into the front court. Dort College by 15. 3:12 and counting. Left side pass, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with it. Comes back over to Rendles. Rendles on the right wing. Rendles out front. Sampson. Sampson looking down low. Instead feeds it left side over to Walthersdorf on the three-point line. Walthersdorf gives it back over to Rendles. 11 seconds left to go. Now 10 on the shot clock. Rendles splits the defense. Kicks it right corner. O'Donnell, three-pointer, left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Johnson and Wales. Johnson and Wales with the basketball. Right side pass, Mitchell. Mitchell gives it up, Jones. Jones to Bonner. Bonner with the basketball. Back to Mitchell, to Jones. Jones rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball in the backcourt. Feeds it ahead to Rendles. Rendles with it, 2:27 and counting. 90-75 our score, 2:20 and counting. North College with the basketball. Left side it goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it. O'Donnell comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball on the wing. Comes back over to Sampson. Sampson, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf on the left side. Walthersdorf back over to Rendles. And Dort College will run a set play again. Rendles with it on the wing. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Rendles has it stabbed away. Picked up by Sampson. Sampson gets it away. O'Donnell. And a shot clock violation called against the Dort College defenders. Johnson and Wales defender stabbed at it, poked it away. There was never a change of possession. Dort College, with a shot clock winding down, had to fire up a desperation shot. Johnson and Wales with the basketball. Remember, they're out of timeouts, trailing by 15, 90-75. Right side with the basketball is Mitchell. Mitchell will spin into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back to Jones. Jones lost it. It's down on the floor. Still loose and picked up by Mitchell. 1:35 and counting. Mitchell passes it off to Damon Jones. Jones with it. Jones driving in. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is hacked from behind by Alex Fry, and Fry has just fouled out of the ballgame with 1:26 remaining. 1-1 on the way for O'Donnell. O'Donnell with 4 points. So 1-1 coming here for Andrew O'Donnell. Dort College leading 90-75. 1:26 left in regulation. Freshman from Sioux Center's front end of the 1-1 is up and through. He's 3 for 3 now. He's got another one on the way. 5 points for O'Donnell. Dort College unofficially with 6 players in double figures. Second free throw is up and good as well for O'Donnell. O'Donnell makes both free throws, and the defenders lead 92-75. Rendles will check out of the ballgame. Nabla checks in. Terpstra checks out. Dort counts by 17. Johnson and Wales will bring it up. Mitchell will take it up to the timeline. Mitchell across the timeline. Passes left side to Rayburn. Rayburn to Mitchell. Mitchell out front. Mitchell puts up the three from the top of the key. Misses it badly. Rebound out long. Taken down by Nabla. Gets it away to Voss. Danny Voss into the front court. Danny with it on the right side. Gets it underneath to Sampson. Sampson's shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up again. Shot no good. And finally a foul gets called. The official that was nearest midcourt ends up making that call on the play in the middle of the lane right in front of the hoop, and Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul charge to Bryson Sharpley. Sharpley makes the first one. Sampson now with 16 points unofficially. O'Donnell, Nabla, and Walthersdorf check out of the ballgame for the defenders. Dort College leads 93-75 pending the second free throw by Sampson. Brandon Brewersma waits at the scorer's table if Sampson can make the free throw. Free throw is short, no good. Rebound taken away by Johnson and Wales. Trevor Kalk into the ballgame. Dominic Nibelink in as well. With it on the right side, this is Rayburn. Rayburn, three, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Johnson and Wales basketball. Sampson checks out of the ballgame with 16 points. Dort College leads 93-75. Pass over the top. It comes to Rayburn. Rayburn guarded there by Talsma. Pass goes right side. They feed it down low to Bonner. Bonner's shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Dort College, and Bonner will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Bonner tonight has shot 7 free throws. He's right now 2 for 7 from the charity stripe by my count. He's got 2 on the way here with 47.4 seconds remaining in regulation. He's now 2 for 8. He's a 54% free throw shooter. Not going to help his average tonight. Another free throw on the way. He's got 10 points, averaging 16.6 points per game. Second free throw on this trip for Bonner. He is up by the left-hander and good. So he's now 3 for 9, I believe. Dort College leads at 93-76. Into the front court with it is Voss. Voss passes over to Nibelink. Dom Nibelink with it on the right wing. Dominic passes right side over to Kalk. Kalk on the baseline, back over to Dom. Dom with it on the right wing beyond the three-point line. 20 to shoot. Passes back over to Kalk. Kalk on the baseline with the left hand. Through the legs, dribble. Kick out pass. Dom. Three-pointer on the way for Nibelink. Is off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound taken down by Kalk. Kalk is fouled on the play, and Trevor Kalk will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul charge down the play to Bryson Sharpley. 19.3 seconds left to go in this game. Dort College will improve to 8-3. Johnson and Wales will fall to 0-10. First free throw by Kalk is good. He's got another one coming. Trevor Kalk with a second free throw. This one's short, no good. Rebound taken away by Rayburn, and Danny Voss is called for a foul at midcourt. Danny Voss whistled for the personal, his second. And Rayburn will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Rayburn will shoot his 8th and 9th free throws here. It's 4 for 5 in the second half. Free throw by Rayburn is up and good. Rayburn now with 27 by my count. Another free throw on the way, 94-77, Dort College leading, pending the second free throw. That one's up and through as well. 94-78, our score. Rayburn makes both free throws. Dort College with it in the backcourt. This is Voss. Voss to Kalk. Kalk with the basketball. And Dort College under pressure by Johnson and Wales. Johnson and Wales electing at this point to put full court pressure on. 16-point difference. Johnson and Wales into the front court with the basketball. Left side is Jones. Three-pointer is good for Jones. Damon Jones with 21 points. And the defenders will inbound the basketball, and that's the ball game. 94-81, our final score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Here are the numbers from today's ball game. Dort College wins it by a final score of 94-81. Dort College led 57-38. Johnson and Wales outscores Dort College 43-37 in the second half. Some strange things happen in the second half, and the Dort College defenders hang on to win it. Nathan Rendles led Dort College with 16 points. Leighton Sampson with 16. 13 for Brian Sumner. 12 for Alex Terpstra. 11 for Tyler Waltersdorf. 11 for David Den Herter. 6 for Andrew O'Donnell. 4 for Taylor Feenstra. 2 for Brandon Brewersman. 1 for Trevor Kalk. For Dort College's total of 94. For Johnson and Wales, 28 for Preston Rayburn. 21 for Damon Jones. 11 for Andrew Bonner. 5 for Bryson Sharpley, 3 for Ryan Girton, 2 each for Isaiah Mendoza-Forsyth and Gage Kroll, and 4 for Xavier Tucker. Rebounding, Dort College had a 45-35 rebounding advantage. Dort College was led in rebounding by Patrick Knoblaus, 7, 6 for Nathan Rendles, 5 each for David Den Herter and Tyler Waltersdorf, 4 for Alex Terpstra, 4 for Andrew O'Donnell. Assists, Nathan Rendles had 8 to go along with his 16 points and 6 rebounds. He also had 2 steals. 2 steals for Brian Sumner, and 2 assists for Tyler Waltersdorf. Preston Rayburn led all players with 9 rebounds. He also had 4 assists for Johnson and Wales, and Damon Jones had 4 assists as well. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma right after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Ross Dalma is taking, he's standing beside me courtside so we can hear each other. And Coach, a 94-81, a 13-point win over Johnson and Wales. Looked like for a while in the second half you were going to blow it wide open. Some things happen. Johnson and Wales cuts it to between 20 and 10, but you were able to control things down the stretch.
Yeah, Mike, I thought we started the second half, we came out and really pressed the tempo. I thought our first five gave us a good lift. we were probably a little lethargic in the first half, especially defensively, and we did get some things up defensively that we can't allow to happen, but overall, I was pleased with the effort. It's been a tough week with three games and a lot of travel. Thought the guys really came together on this trip, and it's really, really a beneficial trip for us.
Balanced scoring tonight as it was last night, and it appears that's what you're going to have from this team. You can't afford to have somebody scoring 25 and carrying you. You're going to need 4 and 5 and 6 players in double figures.
We are. You know, that's just going to have to be one of our keys for the season. Is the balanced scoring. We don't really have a situation where we can just throw the ball to one particular guy for 3 or 4 possessions in a row and tell him to answer the bell. We're going to have to share the ball and make the extra pass, and I really felt we did that, you know, for the better part of this week, starting with the Mount Marty game on Tuesday.
35 for 68 shooting from the floor tonight. That reflects in a 51.5% shooting night. Good looks at some three-pointers that didn't fall. Normally, those are going to drop. So, all in all, offensively, really not the issue this evening.
No, it wasn't. I thought we moved the ball well, and we felt that we were going to be able to get high-percentage shots, and that proved to be the case. And I thought, our post guy, I thought Layton and David were really good. I thought our guards had good looks. Like you said, they just didn't go down. And I guess that's something that, too, when we take a look at this trip, last night we didn't shoot it very well either, but we just battled and grinded one out, and today we didn't shoot it the best either, but yeah, we were still able to put some points on the board, so we're coming. I felt this trip was really good, not only for the game experience that we were able to get, but the chemistry and the camaraderie and the time that we could spend together here in Denver.
Also along those lines, we talked about it last night, a tremendous outing, a show of support last night when we went out to pizza afterwards, a good-sized crowd there and another good-sized crowd here tonight. These kind of trips are good for your team to take as ambassadors for the college.
Absolutely. You know, Dort College is a special place in the hearts and minds of a lot of people, and it's just great to be able to get to different parts of the country. And we saw the last couple nights, how much people still follow Dort College outside of the Sioux Center region. And we had a great time at a church service on Thanksgiving Day, bumped into a lot of Dort grads, and here the last two nights as well. Just been a great trip for us in many regards.
Coach, let's get on the bus and let's get home and start worrying about next week on Monday.
Sounds real good. And Mike, do another thing. Really appreciate you taking your Thanksgiving away from your family to come out here and keep Defender Nation abreast on what's going on. Really fortunate to have an SID who will do that work. So much appreciated from the Dort fans.
Ross Dalma, thank you. And the Dort College Defenders come away with a victory tonight, 94-81 over Johnson and Wales. Dort College improves to 7-3 in the process. Johnson and Wales goes to 0-10, and it's out of the frying pan and into the fire. Dort College taking on one of the conference favorites next week, Wednesday evening, when they travel to Sioux City to take on the Briarcliff Chargers at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City, Iowa. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Dort College comes away with 2 wins this weekend. We'll be back in Sioux Center sometime early tomorrow morning. In the meantime, for KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good night.